This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership, Seoul Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities.
Nation building ke liye, vyakti nirman se rashtra nirman, jan se jagat, jan se jag, ye kisi bhi unchai ko prapt karna hai, vishalta ko pana hai, to aarambh jan se hi shuru hota hai. हर क्षेत्र में बेहतरीन लीडर्स का डेवलपमेंट बहुत जरूरी है और समय की मांग है.
Speaking on this occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge said it is yet another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. He said India is poised to become the Viksit Bharat.
The School of Ultimate Leadership is the brainchild of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi, and it is yet another testament to the Prime Minister's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders and empowering them to serve the great Republic of India. I extend my gratitude to Seoul, a momentous occasion that will pave the way for many generations of capable public servants and leaders.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The inauguration will be held at 4:30 p.m. this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi a classical language status. The event will also include a symbolic literary train journey from Pune to Delhi, carrying 1,200 participants to show the unifying spirit of literature. BJP has accused the Congress of seeking support from foreign forces to interfere in the electoral process of the country. Addressing media at party headquarters today, party leader Gaurav Bhatia said, US aid has been used to interfere in the electoral process. He asserted that the Congress cannot defeat Prime Minister Narendra Modi through the efforts because of which they are seeking support from foreign forces. Meanwhile, Congress leader Pawan Khera has said that a false narrative has been spread that US aid of $21 million was taken to destabilize Narendra Modi government. He claimed that these money have gone to NGOs of Bangladesh. In Jammu and Kashmir, a former militant of Hizb-ul-Mujahideen was arrested after being on run for 18 years from Riyasi district. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a police spokesman said that Anwar Ali Chauhan, a resident of Riyasi, has joined the Hizbul Mujahideen terror outfit in 2001. Seven people were killed and at least four injured in a road accident on Bhuj Mundra Road in the Kutch district of Gujarat today. The accident occurred after a private bus carrying 40 people collided with a truck near Khera village on Bhuj Mundra Road. The injured were taken to hospital. Indian biologist and wildlife conservationist Purnima Devi Barman has been named Woman of the Year by Time magazine. The list honors extraordinary leaders working towards a better, more equal world. 45-year-old Purnima Devi is the only Indian woman on the list. The Israeli Defense Forces IDF today said that one of the bodies released by Hamas did not belong to any of the hostages held in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that the body released by Hamas militants was that of a Gazan woman, not Shiri Bibas. In a statement released today, Netanyahu criticized the handover of the wrong remains as a cruel and malicious violation of the ceasefire agreement and said Hamas would pay the full price for the action. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session with losses of over 0.5%, extending the downslide to the fourth consecutive session. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, declined 425 points to close at 75,311. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 dropped 117 points to settle at 22,796. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, opting to bat first, South Africa were 113 for 1 in 22 overs against Afghanistan in a Group B clash in Karachi a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.